And good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Coming up today, busy show. We've got Ascension Via Christi Hospital we'll be talking with here in the first half of the program. And a little later on, rescheduled Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Karen Hibbard normally joins us on the first Friday, but of course she had a trip last Friday to go see the K-State game. So she'll be in with us here this morning a little bit later on around 9:30 and has a special guest with her as well. We have... we'll start our show here today with Via Christi, though, and Hospital President and CEO Bob Koppel joins us here this morning. Bob, good to talk to you once again.
Morning, Brandon.
We are going to be talking to you here about some. We're going to get some really good firsthand accounts of how the nurses are dealing with COVID-19 and other activities here at the hospital. And you've got a couple of guests with you here this morning, don't you?
Yes. So Melanie Hastert is our critical care director. So one of her primary responsibilities is our ICU. And also through most of last year, she was also responsible for our emergency department. And then Natasha Duncan is one of our more experienced ICU nurses and has definitely been helping take care of a number of these patients over the last 16, 18 months as well. So we thought it would maybe be helpful just to talk to folks who are actually taking care of patients and, you know, maybe share some of what that's been like, and also I think maybe shed a little light about what this is like for patients and their families specifically, because I know there's been a lot of people, you know, you go back over the last several months, a lot of people minimize the impact of this of COVID on people and kind of downplay the significance. And I think it's very different if you're there, the ones holding the hands and talking to patients, talking to families. And so we just want to make, you know, give people that perspective today.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we can do that here today, and welcome both of you here. Melanie, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Welcome.
And Natasha, thanks to you as well. Appreciate it.
No problem.
I guess let's start with you, Melanie. Just kind of tell us, what have the last 18 months been like, and have there been times where it's better and times where it's worse?
Well, to be quite honest, I think the last 18 months for me has just kind of been a blur. You know, initially it was a lot of ramp up on, do we have what we need? Do we have the policies in place? Do we have the supplies we need? Is there nursing education that needs provided? And now it's just more taking care of the patients. There have definitely been patient outcomes that we have celebrated, and there have been some patient outcomes that were quite traumatic for us and for the patients and families. It has not been easy. And kind of looking forward, we know there's no end in sight at this point. So, you know, there's definitely some trauma there for us. We're tired. And we'd like some light at the end of the tunnel, but at this point in time, we don't see it. I think that's kind of our reality now. So, but we do have a good team. I will say, nursing wise, we are very much like family. We spend a lot of time with each other, still like to have fun at work. That's very important to us, especially during these trying times. And we have a good medical staff team within the ICU. Definitely a shout out and props to Dr. Singh. He has been absolutely fabulous over the last 18 months with our COVID patients. So we would not have made it through without him, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Natasha, tell me kind of about how your experience has been here over the last year and a half or so.
You know, at first it was very anxiety inducing because there was just so many unknowns related to caring for a patient with the coronavirus and how, you know, how infectious it was between people, and you know, we really had no idea what was ahead of us. And now that I've been a part of it for the last year and a half, it has, like, I have a better idea of what to expect with the disease process and how it affects patients and families. But at the same time, every patient that we get into the ICU is very unique. They're not going to have the same things wrong with them. COVID may affect them in many different ways. And so it definitely still keeps me on my toes. A patient can get better or worse in a matter of minutes to hours, and you've got to be ready to handle that and be ready to not only care for your patient, but care for their family members as well. And that has been a huge thing that we've had to adjust to, since we don't allow family members in to see our COVID patients. We've had to learn to manage our time so that we can allow for patients and family members to communicate with each other in those rooms. And we do a lot of phone calls. We do a lot of video calling. And it's definitely, not only is this physically and mentally exhausting, it's also emotionally exhausting. And so it's definitely been quite a process for the nursing staff. And I always tell people, you know, when I go into a COVID room, I'm not just in there for a minute. I'm in there for probably 30 minutes. So, or longer, depending on what the patient needs from me. So I spend a lot of time in these isolation rooms. I learn a lot about my patients. We form relationships that I never would have imagined I would form with patients. And that just makes it even harder when they don't have a good outcome. So, you know, we are going to continue to encourage people to be smart, be aware of their surroundings, be safe, and do their best to take care of themselves and the people around them so that I don't have to take care of you in the ICU.
Well, we've heard a lot in the last couple months here of folks coming into the ICU that are unvaccinated. And I'm curious if you've gotten a chance to speak with any of those who were unvaccinated that maybe regretted that decision here when they came in. If either one of you want to respond to that.
We have, and they have. If they were able to, they have verbalized that to us, that they wish they would have got the vaccine, or, you know, maybe not go to that family reunion, not, you know, travel, not do those things, not put themselves at risk. You know, for us, the care is the same, whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. It doesn't matter to us. Well, it does matter to us, but the care is the same. We take care of you the same. But we definitely see in the unvaccinated, they are definitely more critically ill. They have more complications. They tend to be the ones that are very just unpredictable about the day you think, oh, they're going to get out of the ICU today. They end up on a ventilator within hours. So they are. It is very hard to predict their disease process. They also, it doesn't matter really with them if they have a lot of comorbidities or health issues coming in, they tend not to do well. And I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, yes, the vaccine's not going to prevent you from getting COVID necessarily, but hopefully it prevents you from being a patient in the ICU.
Yeah, that's a good point. Again, we're speaking with Bob Koppel and nurses Melanie Hastert and Natasha Duncan here on In Focus. It really is fascinating how, you know, each case is unique. And I know that it's not just, you know, the unvaccinated folks. Really, we've seen over the real importance of being healthy and just living your life healthy and how important that can be. Because if you're immunocompromised, this disease it can be really, really tough for a lot of folks.
It can, for sure. We have seen that in several of our patients. I think, you know, having a healthy lifestyle, taking care of yourself, making sure you're eating right, mental health is also important. All of those things do help prevent you from getting COVID, but, you know, avoiding crowds, masking, washing your hands, getting a vaccine, those help as well.
I'll tell you what, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation in a moment here with our folks from Ascension Via Christi Hospital. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.